Okay, everyone. If I could have your attention, please. Hi. Hello. My name is Greg. I'm Greg. Thanks so much for coming. The temperature's outside and that will kill you within 4 minutes now that our atmosphere is blackened with ash and bone dust. So I know you didn't really have a choice, but I appreciate your attention.
Not the End of the World by Wayne Roth.
First, let's give a big thank you to Carlos, who found the only building within 100 miles, not reduced to a smoldering husk, and powering this microphone with a bicycle run generator. A big hand! Carlos, thanks for peddling. We'll try to get right down to business.
No problem.
Okay. Well, the world as we know it has ended.
That sucked.
Yes. Yes, it did. It totally sucked. But after decades of scorching her atmosphere, poisoning her oceans, and violently wrenching the last remaining resources from above and below her surface, our planet finally stopped providing hospitality to those who would ruin her. The resulting environmental cataclysm tore our fragile hold on civilization completely asunder. Our infrastructures crumbled to powder almost immediately. Our meaningless technology was powerless to save us. 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 And it would appear that we, a relatively minute handful of 137 or so people, are all that are left to shriek and to shiver, clutching desperately to each other against the long, unending horror of the apocalypse.
Excuse me?
Yes, yes, you have a question.
In that 137, are you counting the mutant zombie vampire spider creatures?
No, good question. That does not count the poor souls who were turned into mutant zombie vampire spider creatures by the genetically engineered supervirus that ravaged the human race, and who are now roaming the hillsides like packs of shambling wild animals, attacking and devouring any living thing they can find. It didn't seem to make sense to count them. Right? They don't really contribute to society or whatever, so... Hey, can we make sure those back doors are locked?
On it!
Thank you.
Headshot, man!
Okay, right. Danny seems to think that the only way to kill these spider creatures is with a properly placed shot to the head, destroying the brain. But you read that in a comic book, didn't you?
Dudeers, use a melee weapon if you can. Don't waste precious ammo on a ranged attack.
Okay, Danny. Well, we don't know what that means. Johnson, is a headshot the only way to kill these creatures?
We don't have any way of knowing that.
Sorry, Danny.
Headshot!
Johnson, have you all met Johnson? He's our scientist.
Oh, Johnson!
Come
Johnson.
On up!
Hola!
We're going to call him by his last name because he's our scientist. Johnson, what did you do before the complete breakdown of civilization?
I ran the Geartopia exhibit at the Fun City Children's Museum.
Great! So we're in good hands with you. Johnson, can we be relatively certain that the world has stopped ending?
Sure.
Right there. Right there is some good news, and I think we should just not waste any more time jibber-jabbering. I see poor Carlos is getting tired. So let's get right down to the business of reestablishing civilization.
Let's do this thing!
That's a spirit!
Andale, andale.
That's what I like to hear. Very good. So... We've made a list of some of the stuff we're going to need to do. We're calling the list the Rebuilding Civilization List. It's a pretty big list, as you can see, but we've tried to prioritize it, put some stuff in order. We've got everything from plant corn right here towards the top, and below that we have repopulate. That's going to be an important one. We'll all want to get a little cleaned up for that. Ladies, we're definitely need your buy-in on that one, huh? Right, but right here at the top, number one is establish new government. Right. You put some people in charge so we can keep things going, keep it organized, that sort of thing. So let's do that first. Who should be in charge? Okay, so my first idea, just to get it going, is that we put the rich white men back in charge. Seems to work pretty well, at least there for a while. So I say we put white males with lots of money back in charge of things, see how it goes. Play it by ear. Johnson, what is it?
The whole notion of private property as accumulated through the exchange of fiat currency is an entirely obsolete construct at this point.
Okay. Well, I think what Johnson is saying, that there is no money. So we'll definitely want to fix that. But for now, we can say that we'll put all the formerly rich white men in charge, and then we can work out the rich part later. Okay? Okay. So, all those in favor of putting the formerly rich white men back in charge of things, say aye. The ayes have it! Moving on to number two. Shelter. Okay. So it looks like we need to make some shelter, keep things dry, keep us warm during the winter, that sort of thing.
Excuse me?
Yes, I see another question in the back. Janet.
Janice?
Sorry, Janice. I'm still trying to remember the remainder of humanity's names. I'll get it. Promise. Janice, you have a question.
Yes, I'm wondering if we can go back to the part about putting rich white men in charge.
Which one? The
first one. The one where you put the rich white men back in charge.
The first one?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're on number two now.
I know, but I think maybe we should revisit number one.
All right, Janet. We're trying to move forward here. So, you know, I'm just thinking about poor Carlos here. But if you need to, I hope that winter doesn't come before we get the shelter bit worked out. Okay, let's see. Going back. Rewind. Okay, number one. Put formerly rich white men back in charge. Passed with an aye vote. Okay, what's the problem?
Greg, I'm not sure that's the best idea.
Okay. Well, you might be alone on that one.
Oh, I'm not, actually.
No.
Other people feel this way?
Yeah.
Well, weird. Maybe we should talk about this.
Yes, I think we should. I'm coming up there.
Okay. I'll be honest. I'm feeling attacked right now.
We know. We're sorry. We're really not trying to...
It seems like you are, Janice. It seems like you are trying to.
We're not. We just think we want to go in another direction.
Okay, look, you know what? Let's not. We're grown-ups here. We just survived the apocalypse. Everything we've ever known has been torn from under our bleeding grasp. So let's just say it. Who do you think would do a better job? Cats?
David. David.
What? He asked.
We said we weren't going to be intentionally cruel, okay?
He asked.
He said cats?
What David means
He said cats would do a better job?
Melissa! Would you like to take this?
Yeah. What we mean, Greg, is that basically we think that anyone or anything would do a better job. But we're looking to be more solution-oriented than that, so we were thinking that we would put women and... unwhite, non-white people, and poor people in charge.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but money is just a construct. Apparently, so we're all poor anyway, so whatever.
You know what we mean, Greg.
Okay, so what are all the white rich men supposed to do if we're not in charge?
Melissa?
Well... We thought that maybe you could do something helpful and important, but soft. Like weaving or knitting. Knitting or weaving.
What, like mats or
exactly.
something?
Mats, blankets, all sorts of important things. Weaving.
I don't know how to weave.
Well, we could teach you. It'll take some practice, but I'm sure that you can do it.
I'll bet I'd be really good at weaving.
I know you would.
I could probably weave more mats than anyone else.
You know what? I bet you're right.
I wonder how I could get somebody else to weave my mats.
No. See, it's okay. It's okay. I got it. See, you went too far there. Just one step too far. You have to weave the mats. You can't... Just you. You have to weave them.
Can I head up the weaving?
Nope. No heading up anything. We're just...
But it's no one's fault, you know, the apocalypse. It's not like we said, let's destroy the world as we know it.
Yeah,
That, that there was some stuff we wanted to buy.
We know.
You have to admit, we were very good at coming up with ideas on how to buy stuff.
We know.
And you sure seemed to like all that plastic when it was in your refrigerator, keeping the liquids from going all over the place. I'm just saying.
Well, Greg, we didn't have much of a choice most of the time, and, well, we're just going to go in a different direction, is all. I'm just saying.
Johnson, you want to help me out here? You're a white male.
I'm gay.
Seriously?
Yep.
I had no idea.
Gay.
Okay, fine. Albert?
Huh?
You're not gay.
I'm good.
You want to chime in here?
No, I'm good. You know, Greg, I'm kind of okay to have the whole wildly disproportionate and unfair distribution of wealth and power thing off my shoulders for a little while. I'm good with the weaving. I'll weave, or dig holes or stuff, or whatever. I'm good.
You want to head up the weaving?
Nope.
I don't need to head up anything. I'll just weave.
Well, you certainly got everything all figured out here, don't you?
Not all of it, but this part, yeah. You know, just come off the podium and Carlos, huh? I think you can stop peddling for Greg now.
Oh, Dios mío.
Oh. Here, Greg.
What are these?
Knitting needles. They are the tools you need to do the knitting.
Wow. These are pointy. You could really do some damage with
okay.
these.
Okay. Let's take those away. We don't need these. We're just gonna focus on the weaving with Greg for now. Okay? Okay, Greg?
Okay.
It's okay, Greg. We're just gonna do it this way for a while. Don't worry, it's not the end of the world.